I'm Theo Greenlee, a reporter with the Alaska Desk. That's a joint reporting effort from Alaska Public Media and KUCB, where I work in on Alaska, and other public radio stations in Anchorage, Fairbanks, Haines, and the Aleutians. It allows us to connect you with the issues happening in communities all across the state. You can hear our stories during the morning news, Alaska News Nightly, or online at alaskapublic.org. The Alaska Desk is only possible with the support of grants and listeners like you. Thank you.
Coming up on Hometown Alaska, host Kim Sherry and her guest dive into seasonal events like fall festivals, Halloween activities for the kids, and ones for the grown-ups. Find out what to see, hear, or eat this October in Anchorage and our lovely neighboring cities. And later in the show, we'll hear episode 3 of Alaska Public Media's Dracula. All that's coming up next on Hometown Alaska from Alaska Public Media.
Special edition of Hometown Alaska, where we'll explore all the exciting Halloween and fall festival happenings this spooky season. From pumpkin patches to haunted houses, fall flavors to trick or trunks, we're covering it all. And who better to guide us than Daniela May, our go-to source for seasonal fun, event coverage, and all things festive on social media. And stick around for episode 3 of Alaska Public Media's production of Dracula later in the show. You all may remember Daniela from our Exploring Anchorage's Food Scene episode, where we covered trending foods and beyond. Thank you for joining us again, Daniela.
It's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Let's jump right in because we have a lot to cover. So you are not a historian. I'm just going to preface this by saying that. But can you share a little history behind why we celebrate Halloween and have fall festivals?
Absolutely. So Halloween dates back to the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain, and that was celebrated on November 1st. And this day marked the end of summer and the start of the harvest season, and also the beginning of dark, cold winter, which we know very well here in Alaska. So this time of year was often associated with human death. Unfortunately, the winter was very rough on these communities. So the Celts believed that on the night before the new year, which was November 1st, the boundary between the worlds of the living and the dead became blurred. So on the night of October 31st, they began the celebrations when it was believed that the ghosts of the dead returned to Earth. And after the Roman Empire took over the Celtic occupied lands in the first century AD, the Romans combined many of the Celtic traditions with their own. So Samhain evolved into All Hallows Day, and hallow meaning to sanctify. So that marked the 31st as All Hallows Eve, which eventually turned into Halloween. So in the 19th century, when Irish immigrants came to the United States of America, is when Halloween really started being celebrated here in the U.S., and it evolved from there. So the tradition of costumes started in Europe, but it was brought over to the U.S., and what we see today is pretty similar to how they celebrated back then. So it's a festival to commemorate the souls of the dead as well as the harvest.
And what do Halloween and fall festivals mean to you personally?
I really enjoy this time of year. I love the cozy vibe with fall and the abundance of activities that are always going on. I also am big into the occult. I love horror films and spooky stuff. So for me, it's a really fun time of year to kind of lock into that side of things. Some of my favorite things to do in the fall is getting cozy with some fall-themed treats. I love apple cider donuts, pumpkin, anything. So I usually lock in with those and watch some scary movies at home.
Why do you think this season brings out such a strong community and creative energy?
So I think at its core in general, Halloween is really about community. How the tradition was started was with community because we used to celebrate the harvest together as a collective. And even today, Halloween is really about community because we go trick-or-treating and, you know, in your neighborhood, there's free treats getting passed out. People are, you know, in the spirit of giving and festivities. We also just have a lot of awesome events going on with that are free to the community and, you know, free candy is always in abundance. And in Alaska specifically, this is really our last hurrah before the long winter sets in. So I think we really enjoy getting outside and doing these activities while we can before the snow comes.
Yeah, and if you've lived in Alaska as long as me and grew up with it, you know that half the time your Halloween costume is not showing because you're wearing your snowsuit over it.
Yeah, unfortunately, last year was the first year we had a really big winter storm. We've lived here about 8 years, and last year was the big winter storm. We've had snow on Halloween, but last year was definitely the first year where I was like, wow, this is feeling like winter.
Okay, so there is a ton of spooky season events going on in the next couple weeks. Let's start things off by talking about things for kids to do. What are some of the best kid-friendly Halloween or fall activities happening?
There are just a ton of events for kids and for families, which is great. Our favorite events as a family to go to, one of our favorites that we go to every year as a tradition is Zubu at the Alaska Zoo. This year, it will be on Saturday, October 25th. It's usually on Sundays, and this is for this year, they're running it on a Saturday. So it's an all-day event. It is ticketed, and they do have time slots. If you go on their website, you can go see which time slot you would like to buy a ticket for. There's not a time limit that you have to leave. You just have to enter within the 2 hours of your time slot. And it's a really fun event. There's tons of candy stations all around the zoo. They decorate it. And they even decorate the animal enclosures, which is really fun. Like last year, the raven enclosure was cool because they hung up like moose bones so that the ravens could pick the meat off of them. And it's just, it's a very Alaska spooky kind of vibe with that. And it's just a fun day you could go visit the animals and also get candy. So who doesn't like that? Another event that we try to attend yearly is the Fall Festival at the Reindeer Farm in Palmer. This is another ticketed event, and it happens every weekend in October, so it will be happening on the 25th. That will be the last day for the event. There's tons of children's activities. There's hay rack ride, a hay bale obstacle course. There's a spooky walk. It's not super scary, but it's a little, you know, creepy little haunted house kind of thing. And pony rides and live music, as well as obviously you can go feed the reindeer. And then the third event that we usually try to go to annually is actually the Halloween Nature Walk at the Eagle River Nature Center. And this is a free event, and it always happens the weekend before Halloween. They haven't posted exactly the date this year, but it's usually the Saturday before Halloween. So that's a great event. They have stations along the Rodok Trail, and each station is usually based on an Alaskan animal. So they have like zombie salmon station, they have spiders. So they have information about the animals as well as fun treats for the kids. And then some other events, there's tons of trick-or-treating events. So annually this happens is the Trick-or-Treat Street downtown. That will be occurring on the afternoon of the 25th this year. So another fall event that's happening in Palmer that's kind of a combo Halloween fall event is at Our Little Farm in Palmer. And they have kind of two segments going on. So the Saturday and Sunday, the 25th and the 26th, during the day from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., is kind of their all family. Any ages, there won't be anything spooky, but you can visit the farm animals. There's pony rides, games, food trucks. And then on Friday night, the 24th, from 5 to 8, is when it's going to be a little spookier. So they're going to have a haunted trail, the haunted woods, and they definitely suggest that's for older children and adults, so probably around that like 13 to 12 plus age. So that's kind of cool that they have both kind of segmented out for people. And then some other trunk or treats that are going on. A lot of trunk or treats are hosted by churches. So we have the trunk or treat at Change Point on the evening of the 25th. That will start at 4 p.m. Hillside Baptist Church will have one on the 24th. And that is actually a fall festival instead of a trunk or treat. So they'll have other types of events there, not just, you know, candy for the kids. It'll be more of fall-themed events as well. APU does a trick-or-treat on the 24th, and theirs is a ticketed event. And then there is actually the UAA Student Union does an indoor trick-or-treat event on the 25th as well, and that is Anchorage's largest indoor trick-or-treat event. That one is also ticketed. But kind of cool if you really want to go, and especially if it's like raining, that would be a fun one to go to since it's indoors. So something that's a little bit more non-traditional is there is a play going on, The Addams Family, and it's being produced by the Anchorage Community Theater, and that is running from the 24th of October to the 9th of November at the PAC. So if you want to go and see a fun Halloween-themed play, that's kind of a great idea, and that's for the whole family can attend that. So I mentioned events that are happening the weekend before Halloween, but there are also events happening on Halloween as well. So on Halloween at the Midtown Mall, they're having a Monster Mash dance party for all ages. And then the Fish Creek does an annual trick-or-treat trail, and that will be on Halloween from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. The stations run from Barbara Street Park to Woodland Park. So that's kind of a cool event. And then Blue Water Base Camp out at Eklutna Lake, that's a new boutique hotel experience out there. They're actually doing what they're calling Boo Water Base Camp, and it's a trail of treats on the evening of Halloween. It is a family-friendly event, but it's going to be a trick-or-treat trail in the woods, which is kind of neat. So it's kind of hard because you want to trick-or-treat in your neighborhood, but then there's all these fun events going on as well, so you kind of have to manage your time wisely and try to hit both.
Wow. So there are a lot of events, it sounds like, on the 25th in particular. But what are your tips that you can give parents for making the most of these events? Like, how do you figure out which ones to go to? What are your priorities?
So we definitely have our favorites, as I mentioned. I like to go to events that aren't just like candy. I like to go to things that will have more than just passing out of the candy, which is why I like stuff like Zubu and the fall festivals, as well as the one that the Eagle River Nature Center puts on. So I would say, depending on how much candy you want your kids to eat, these events include candy, but they also have other elements to them as well. So I try to schedule an event. Usually I schedule an event probably almost every weekend leading up to Halloween. But I really like on the Friday and Saturday before Halloween is or excuse me, the Saturday and Sunday before Halloween is when a lot of events are. So we typically go to one on each day if there's something that's possible. And some of the events are ticketed. So obviously that's something that would have to be planned in advance. So if you don't end up getting tickets to a ticketed event, you can always just pop up to some of the free ones as well. So it's not really anything that's a lot of pressure. There's a good variety of free and paid events. So people are able to do stuff that is within their budget.
Right. And I think the number one thing that everybody should remember is that this is fun. Just have fun. No pressure. Enjoy yourselves out there.
Absolutely. That's what this time of year is all about.
It is. You're listening to Hometown Alaska on Alaska Public Media. I'm your host, Kim Sherry, speaking with Daniela May. And now to our section called Adults Just Want to Have Fun Too. Daniela, what are some of the top adult-only or late-night Halloween events that you're seeing this year?
There are a lot of really fun and different events going on. So an annual event that happens every year, which is if you are into craft beer, is one that should not be missed, is the Mighty Monster Boo Fest. And that will be happening on Saturday, October 25th, and it's at the State Fairgrounds. And this is a craft beer festival, so there'll be tons of different local breweries there. And you can attend in costume. So there'll be costume contests and fun Halloween elements as well. But if you're into craft beer, that's definitely not one you want to miss. There's also a lot of just different stuff. There's the Alaska Botanical Gardens is actually doing a spooky plant trivia, which is really fun. And that will be happening the evening of the 28th, and costumes are encouraged for that as well. And there are showcases going on. So there's Sweet Cheeks Cabaret, which operates out of the Broken Blender. They do cabaret shows all year long, but they are going to be putting on several different Halloween-themed burlesque shows. There will be a spooky burlesque brunch on the 26th. So if you don't want to go out at night, that will be at 11 a.m. And you can get brunch and go see see a burlesque show. And then there will be evening shows every Friday and Saturday until Halloween, and that will be at 7:30 p.m. And then on the 25th, they're also doing a late night show. So they'll have a show at 7:30, and then they're going to have a late night show at 10:30 as well. So these are all Halloween themed. The performers will be all dressed in different Halloween themed costumes and Halloween themed music. So everything will be based around Halloween. Another burlesque show that's happening at the Coots Ice Bar on October 25th and 24th. Is the Ikaboo Review. So that's another Halloween-themed burlesque show, which is really great to see all these different dance performers local to Anchorage. And then in terms of dance parties, so not typically not going to see performance, but dancing yourself if you like that sort of thing. On October 24th at the Beartooth Grill, they're doing a Monster Ball Halloween party. And this is actually going to be a Lady Gaga themed dance party, so which is kind of fun. And as well as that being a costumed event, they're also going to have drag performances. So those will be based on Halloween as well. And then on Halloween night, there is a rave happening called Dub of the Dead, and that's downtown at Club Nightlight. So yeah, there's a couple different dance options for people. And then there's also some concerts going on. So on Saturday, the 25th, there's a Halloween concert, and Great American Taxi will be the performers. And that is at the Sitzmark in Girdwood. And then on November 1st, so the Halloween weekend, since Halloween falls on a Friday, this will be the Saturday after, Blackwater Railroad is actually doing a Halloween performance, and they're going to be playing at Bernie's Bungalow. Mm. And again, all these events are costumes are encouraged. Obviously, you don't have to. You can also just wear, like, sometimes I'll go out and I'll just wear, like, my, like, horror movie sweatshirt, and I'm like, this is a costume. And then another event that I thought was really cool for adults is on Halloween night, Beartooth Theater Pub is going to do a mystery Halloween movie night. So you won't know what the movie is until you get there. It will be a rated R movie, and it will be a retro movie. So if you are into, like, old school haunts, I think that would be a really cool event to attend. So then an event that I actually just saw that I thought was really unique at South Restaurant, they're going to do the company is called Palette. And I think it's just like a painting company. And they're going to do a paint night. And it's going to be monster themed. And that's on the evening of the 26th. And costumes are encouraged for that as well. So if you want to do something a little more artistic, that would be a fun event for you to check out. So in terms of haunted houses, there is one that I believe it might be their second or third year at the Midtown Mall. And it's called the Fright Night Manor Haunted House. And that will be running until the 1st of November. And that runs every evening from, it actually started last weekend on the 18th, and it'll run until the 1st. So that's 10,000 square feet of horror, which is pretty big. So yeah, they fill up some of the space with some haunted attractions and actors. And that's $20 a person. I think they recommend that 13 plus. So, and if you have younger children, probably something to stay away from.
Be advised, parents.
And then another haunted house that I saw is actually in Wasilla. This is another 13 plus event. This is at the Alaska Museum in Wasilla, and it's called Nightmare at the Museum. And it's a haunted house and a haunted hayride. And that will be Friday and Saturday as well.
So it sounds like there's a ton of stuff for adults to do as well, which is amazing. Anchorage and Eagle River and Wasilla and Palmer are bringing it this year. Let's move on to seasonal bites and sips. People love fall flavors, so let's talk about that. What seasonal treats or drinks should people be on the lookout for?
So I haven't seen anything in particularly new this year with trends, but the fall has a lot. I mean, between Halloween and Thanksgiving, there's tons of different food options. So what I really like is going around to the different coffee shops this time of year. They all do really creative drink specials. One of my favorites is Brewdelicious. They have a location on Muldoon as well as one in South Anchorage that just opened recently. And they just are always bringing the creativity. I recently got a blended frap there, and it was something with vampires. I think it was called like the Vampire's Kiss or something. And it had a syringe with like a raspberry syrup in it. They just do a really fun job of making it a little creepy. Nice. So that's always fun. Baby Cakes food truck, they always put out really creative seasonal treats. I recently got a pumpkin cheesecake there with a Oogie Boogie on it. So they had the, it was all Nightmare Before Christmas themed. But yes, there's all types of just, if you look at a lot of smaller vendors that do pop-ups, they usually will do, you know, like a popular thing is apple cider donuts, pumpkin, like loaf breads, those types of things. The food this time of year is very nostalgic, very comforting. Mm-hmm. Something that's always fun. One of my favorite charcuterie businesses is Alaska Berry and Board, and they do fun themed charcuteries. They call them boo cooteries from this time of year. And I know last year they do this every year, but they have cookies that they make to look like witch's fingers, and they put them on top, and they just add a lot of different fun touches that are Halloween themed to their boards this time of year.
There's a lot of fun food stuff going on. Are there any special food festivals or pop-up events this season that foodies shouldn't miss out on?
Green Connection does a Halloween bazaar, and this actually happens every year. It's a Halloween bazaar, and they also do a food drive there as well for the Alaska Food Pantry, and that will be happening on the 25th from noon to 5 p.m. So they have a bunch of local food trucks that show up and pop-up businesses that show up, as well as local art vendors. Last year, I bought a really cool candle from one of the vendors, and I wish I could remember what their name was, but it was a skull-shaped candle, and it was really, I use it for decoration again this year. So that event is also kid friendly, and all the vendors will have trick or treat bowls for the kids, so the parents and, you know, adults can go shop, and the kids can get candy at all the vendor stations. And last year they also did like a kid bingo, it was a scavenger hunt. So kids can go and look for different things. They did like a spooky plant scavenger hunt last year, and they encourage costumes as well there if you want to dress up when you go to that market. Another event happening is the Spinard Soup Social and Haunted Market, and that's being put on by Spinard Joe's, which is the one of the coffee huts in Spinard. And that will be on the 26th from 3 to 7, so there will also be local food vendors there as well. And then Indigo Tea Lounge, they do tea services usually around all the different holidays, and they're doing a Halloween-themed one this year. And that will be the weekend of Halloween, so it'll run from Friday the 31st to Sunday the 2nd. So you could still get your Halloween in all weekend there. And then a new restaurant in town, Crimson Restaurant, which just opened in the Wild Birch Hotel. And that is a new restaurant and hotel that just opened a couple months ago. They will be doing a Haunted Harvest brunch on the 26th. So they'll have some Halloween-themed treats there, as well as prizes. And then the last food thing that I saw is happening at Tequila 61. And this is actually on November 1st. It's going to be, November 1st is Dia de los Muertos. So this will be a Dia de los Muertos party at Tequila 61. And it'll be a DJ dance party for adults from 7 to 10. And they'll have a costume contest as well as door prizes. And they also are going to have a $22 endless taco buffet, which sounds amazing. So that'll be a really fun event to go to on Saturday, the day after Halloween. And then another event, this is another new restaurant as well. It's called Alaskana Social Club, and this is actually located at the Meyer Lake Lodge in Hatcher Pass. So it's a little bit out of the way for those of us in Anchorage, but this new restaurant, it's a restaurant / speakeasy, and it's in a very cool location. So Meyer Lake Lodge is giving like very summer camp vibes. So you could also stay there if you wanted to stay overnight. And that kind of gives like a spooky summer camp kind of feeling if you stayed there overnight. So they are doing their first ever Halloween party on the night of the 31st. And they are going to have themed drinks and themed bites. And so the tickets are $66.60, I believe. It was this whole 666 thing.
Okay, I get it.
You know. And your tickets will include two drink tickets. They'll have light snacks, as well as there'll be live music there that starts at 7 p.m. And they're going to do door prizes as well for people. And the gates open at 6. The band goes on at 7. So that would be a fun Halloween event for people to go to that will also include food and themed cocktails.
I'm telling you, this Halloween, the party is just going to keep going and going. There's so much to do.
It's hard to schedule, especially for me, because I have a small kid, so I can't. I'm always like, oh, I'd love to go to that.
Yeah.
We're on the radio.
You're talking about me.
I was talking about you.
How dare you?
I feel like everything about the spooky season is super fun, but let's talk about some extra special and interesting October experiences. What's the most unique or creative Halloween fall event you've heard about this year?
So something that is actually a little bit different is, so October is actually Filipino American Heritage Month, and there are lots of events in town to celebrate the Filipino community. We have a very robust Filipino population here in Anchorage, so it's great to honor them. And so Wild Scoops, everyone's favorite ice cream shop, does a rotating monthly Sunday. So this month, since for October being Filipino American Heritage Month, they've partnered up with a local pop-up baker who I actually spoke about the last time I was here for the segment, Sweet Girl Caro. So she is providing ube brownies for their monthly special. So the Sunday special will be an ube swirl brownie with your scoop of choice. You could do a double or a single scoop. They have obviously tons of different flavors, but because it is Filipino American Heritage Month, they have three specific Filipino flavors. They're doing an ube coconut swirl, pandan, and morning Milo. So you could go and get a brownie with one of those scoops, and then it'll be topped with sweetened condensed milk. So I thought that was a really fun way for Wild Scoops to be honoring Filipino American Heritage Month. In general, Wild Scoops does fun themed stuff for the holidays. So they are going to have their Halloween themed ice cream flavors that they usually roll out around this time of year. They have a garlic flavored one, which is different. And then they also do their Graveyard Sunday as well as the ube brownie Sunday they're going to be doing. So the Graveyard Sunday is very nostalgic if you grew up in the 90s and used to eat dirt, which was pudding topped with crushed Oreos and gravestones. So they do a riff on that in Sunday form.
Are there any local hidden gems or under the radar events that people might not know about?
So actually, this event is not really Halloween specific, but the Food Bank of Alaska is running their second annual restaurant week, and that will be running from Monday, October 20th to the 26th of October. So this is a really special event. Last year, participating restaurants helped raise $20,000 for the Food Bank of Alaska. And $20,000 provides the equivalent of 40,000 meals for Alaskans in need.
Wow.
Which is amazing to see. So this year they have 50 participating restaurants, which I believe is two times more than they had last year. And so their goal is to raise $50,000 this year to help feed our communities here in Alaska. So when you go and dine at one of the restaurants that's participating, every meal enjoyed will help raise awareness about food insecurity, which affects one in seven Alaskans, including children, seniors, veterans, and families across our state. So you could go on their website, foodbankofalaska.org, or check out their Instagram page, and they'll have the list of the 50 participating restaurants. So how this works is some restaurants will actually be doing special menus, which is really fun because they'll have like a prefix menu. Last year, I know the locally grown restaurants, so like South and Spinard Roadhouse, they had menus specifically for this week. So you could only get this menu during this week. And they, it was like a three-course menu, tasting menu for X amount of dollars. So some restaurants will be doing that. Others will be donating a percentage of their sales for the week or their sales of a specific item. So it's an easy way to support the Food Bank of Alaska by just literally going out and supporting a local restaurant as well.
And give us those dates again.
So that will be the week of October 20th through October 26th. So it runs for the entire week. And this is an annual event that will be happening every year. So it's something, if you cannot attend this year, that'll be something to look into, keep in mind for next year as well.
All right, Daniela, you have given us a really long list of events and things to do coming up in the next week and a half. What are you going to hit other than your favorite things to do with your son?
Yeah, so the kids events that I mentioned earlier, for me personally, it's so hard. I think that I might be hitting one of the Sweet Cheek Cabaret burlesque shows, which I love going to see. I'm a dancer, so I like going to see performances like that. I'm definitely going to hit up the Green Connection Halloween Bazaar, as well as probably hit up the Spinard Soup Social. And then, honestly, the Monster Ball Halloween Lady Gaga themed dance party sounds like a lot of fun. I would be very interested in attending that as well. If I didn't have to go, well, maybe. If I can leave the house on Halloween night after trick-or-treating, I would love to go to Beartooth to see the retro horror movie.
Absolutely. I'm very curious as to what that's going to be.
Me too.
Thank you, Daniela, for joining us today. You have given us so many events to think about. We really appreciate you being here.
Thank you for having me. It was great to be here to talk about my favorite time of year.
You're listening to Hometown Alaska on Alaska Public Media. I'm host Kim Sherry. After the break, we'll be back with episode 3 of Alaska Public Media's Dracula.
Hometown Alaska presents Episode 3 of Alaska Public Media's Dracula, a modernized take on the original work by Bram Stoker, adapted for the radio in 4 parts by Crystal Hyde. The following audio drama contains content that may be frightening or disturbing, including gunshots. Listener discretion is advised. This segment of Hometown Alaska will last for the next 18 minutes.
Inconsolable after the violent death of her friend Luke, young Mina Murray receives more startling news days later.
Hello?
Hello? This is Miss Mina Murray?
Oh, hello, Mr. Van Helsing.
I am once again sorry about the passing of your friend Luke. Rest assured that we will avenge him.
Yes, of course.
Which brings me to the reason for this phone call. I have been struck by an incredible coincidence that bears asking your secret visitation.
I don't follow. Could you rephrase that?
I would like you to come over to my home, along with your friends, Miss Homewood, Jekyll and Suvert, and the Texan.
Quinn?
That is the one. Come over tonight at 7. Bring only the people I have mentioned. Tell no one else.
Okay.
The nocturnal embrace of autumn once again envelops the city as Mina makes for a meeting shrouded in secrecy.
Oh, Mina, you're here.
Oh, Artie.
Here, come in. Don't worry about your shoes. Mr. Van Helsing's not worried about them on the carpet.
How are you feeling?
I'm still reeling over Luke, but meeting with Van Helsing, I'm feeling more and more like we'll be over it soon.
Over it?
Yes. He's been telling me so much about monsters, spiritual energy, and how to kill vampires and the like. We're going to get whatever got Luke.
I thought, wait, vampires? Now he thinks a vampire got Luke?
We're certain. And there's someone in his living room who's able to corroborate that.
I don't...
The veil lifts, and a man she knows all too well sits, miraculously, across the room.
Jonathan!
Mina!
John, you're okay. I thought I might never see you again.
Oh, Mina, I've missed you so much. Just the warmth of your body and the smell of your hair settles my soul. I'm so happy to see you safe.
Me? Safe? You're the one who went missing.
And you're the one who has to deal with that monster now.
So you've heard about Luke?
I have filled him in. Here, you're used in time for Spam Musubi.
Oh, thank you. It's delicious.
I marinated it in my special family sauce. The recipe goes back centuries.
And what's in that recipe?
Family secret.
I'll get that.
Mina.
I'm so glad you're safe, John.
Mina, I'll keep you safe from her.
Jonathan.
Jackie.
Good to see you're still alive.
Jonathan's here? Why didn't we hear about this sooner?
I didn't think you cared.
John, that's not true. I...
Quinn, you don't need to dignify that with a response.
Right. Well, glad you're okay.
Sure.
It seems I have stumbled into something of a friend's quarrel. It pains me to say that we have more important things to focus on. I will let Jonathan take things away. Oh, there's Spam Musubi waiting for you, Jackie, Quinn.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So, as you all should know, I went to Romania to pursue a business deal regarding a lucrative property near the Seward Highway, southbound out of town. My customer was Valerica Tepeș Dracula, an old Transylvanian countess. What I didn't know going into this is that she's a vampire.
A vampire? Like in fantasy novels?
Let him finish?
Yes, just like in the books. She can put people into a controlling trance to subdue them and drink their blood. She can climb up and down walls, and now I guess we know she can transform into a wolf-like form.
How did you escape this thing?
She escaped me. She left me in the care of one of her children. It's hard for me to remember the details from there.
In any case, Mr. Haka was able to escape and secure a series of charter flights home. A friend of mine in air traffic control kept an eye out for any such flights that would carry a Haka on the manifest. And sure enough, a float plane landed in Lakewood with our men safely on board. I was able to meet him there and get him here, but unfortunately, the monster beat him to Anchorage.
And it got my Luke.
Right.
Right.
You don't believe us, Jacqueline?
I only know that something attacked Luke.
And your scientific observations have only gotten you as far as that.
What are you suggesting?
I suggest that this attack and your innocent story cannot be answered by your observable practices. This ancient creature exists outside the realm of science. It is supernatural. And your lack of belief places this creature squarely in your blind spot, Doctor.
I think he's right, Jackie.
And even so, it doesn't matter if you believe him. Who's to say where this monster will stop? Quinn, Artie, Mina, you? You can keep denying what we tell you, but Dracula will not care and she will not stop until all of us are dead. We need to beat her to it. She must die.
That's right.
Come now, Silvert, Quinn. We must work together to beat this thing.
Fine. I still don't believe your story, but one way or another, this crusade will lead to the truth. I want to know what killed Luke as much as anyone.
I'll join too, if only to keep Jackie and Mina out of trouble.
Who said we're bringing Mina?
What?
We need to keep Mina out of harm's way. Dracula fixated on her during our conversations. She's a prime target. She needs to stay hidden.
Unless Mr. Haka speaks true. Do not worry, Miss Murray. This place is unknown to the beast. It cannot harm you here.
But I want to go. I want to find out what killed Luke, too.
It's not safe.
Mina's allowed to make her own decisions, Jonathan.
Not when this thing is after her.
If I can speak up here.
Yes, please, Quinn.
I don't exactly feel comfortable leaving Mina alone, or any of us alone. Who's to say Dracula hasn't been quietly stalking Mr. Van Helsing and John across town? Van Helsing might be wrong about her. She could know where we are, lurking just outside, waiting for us to leave Mina all alone so she can strike. I think there's strength in numbers. I say we stick together wherever we go.
The Texan has a point. Very well, Quinn. Now, next point of order. How does one kill a vampire?
I don't know. Silver bullet?
Precisely. Behold.
Oh my god! Stop waving that gun around!
Yeah, that's gun safety 101. Jeez!
Relax. It is not loaded. But I have prepared silver ammunition to pierce the creature's heart and a knife to behead it.
Wow.
Now, Jonathan, you remember which home you sold the Countess, yes?
I do. I'll text the address to you.
Wunderbar. Now, let us pool together. Jonathan and Mina will ride with Eddie, and I will ride with Dr. Silvert and Quinn. Jonathan, there is a revolver with silver ammo in my bedroom, as they say, with your name on it.
Great.
Now, let's move.
Mina, if I can steal you for a moment before we go.
Yes, please.
Don't be afraid to text me if Jonathan pulls anything. You know my line's always open.
Found it. Come on, Mina.
Oh, just a moment to finish talking to you.
Now.
You think she'll be okay, Jackie?
I don't know. Come on, let's join Van Helsing in the car.
The hunting party sallies forth, riding to the home of their quarry, knowing all too well that at any moment, they could become the hunted.
Oof. I can finally stretch.
I'm sorry. My car's not very big.
You all set, Jonathan? Mina?
I'm okay.
Guns loaded. Mr. Van Helsing?
Likewise, Mr. Haka. Let's hunt a vampire.
Let's.
How are we even going to get inside? The door's probably locked. Artie, wait! She left it unlocked.
It begins.
I don't like this, Jackie.
Yeah, we'd better stay close to them.
Right.
The hunters walk into the vampire's darkly resplendent nest.
How about it, Jonathan? Anything you recognize? Paintings? Objects?
No, I can barely see anything.
Here, my phone's got a flashlight.
No. The less we can make the counter surveil of our presence, the better.
All right.
Shh. Wait.
Artie.
Do you hear that?
Artie.
Luke!
No! Fate!
Yeah. Van Helsing, Seward, Quinn, you chase Artie down. Mina, stay with me. We'll keep exploring.
Are you sure that is safe?
We'll be fine. The Countess is looking for me and Mina. I can kill her while you watch over the others.
I ain't waiting for y'all to form a plan. Artie!
I'm with them.
I hope you know what you are doing, Mr. Hawker.
I can handle her.
Go!
Artie, Quinn, and Jackie follow the siren's call as Van Helsing struggles, failing to catch up.
Luke! Luke!
Artie, wait up!
Luke!
Oh my god.
Luke?
Artie, I thought I heard your voice.
Luke, I saw your dead body, your blood all over the floor. You can't be alive.
Oh, Artie, you have no idea how happy I am to see you.
You look like a ghost. You're so pale. Are you okay?
I've never felt better in my life.
You are alive, aren't you?
What? Of course I am.
You're not some vampire's trick?
Well...
No. You're a vampire too, aren't you?
Artie, get back.
No, wait. I won't hurt you, any of you.
I know, Luke. I trust you. I just have to see for myself.
What are you doing?
May I touch your face, Luke?
Come on, Jackie. I thought we broke up.
Scientific reasons, Luke.
Okay.
Wow. Incredible. Your molars have grown into deep fangs. Forgive me for asking, but do you need to drink blood to survive?
I do. But I haven't killed anyone. Actually, if you don't mind, I can show you.
Of course.
Here, hold out your arm and roll up your sleeve. Now.
This won't hurt.
This won't hurt.
Whoa, she's not reacting in the slightest.
Jackie?
There. You can wake up now, remembering this moment.
So there's hypnosis, too.
How do you feel?
Pleasant. A little woozy, but I think I'll be okay. This is so interesting. I have so many things to ask, to test.
In a moment, Jackie. You've had your turn touching my face. Artie.
No, wait.
What is it? I thought you'd be happy to see me and talk to me again.
You died. And this thing I'm talking to is just a shambling facade that Dracula made.
Artie.
No, stay back.
Artie, do you remember what I said to you back in the hospital room?
Stop it! I don't want to become like you!
I said I'll be okay. I said I'll always love you. I still promise you that. I'm still your Luke.
Van Helsing! Over here! Hurry!
I'm here! Oh no.
Professor.
So, the fiend has converted you fully. It's just as I feared. Not to worry, my friend. I will free your soul.
Wait, stop! No!
Thank you, Miss Holmwood. The love of your life will now rest peacefully in heaven forever.
Thank you, Van Helsing.
Jacqueline, Quinn, you two are okay?
It was him.
You killed him!
No. Dracula killed him. I simply made sure he could harm no more living souls.
He hadn't harmed any living souls to begin with. He said so.
The vampire is capable of charming and bewitching stories, Suvert. Be careful not to believe a word they say, lest you fall into the verbal web, ready for them to devour.
He's right, Jackie. Now Luke's finally at peace. And after we kill Dracula, we can move on.
Now move out of the way. There is one more thing I must take care of.
What are you... Oh. Oh, no.
Right. Beheading.
Sir, rest in peace, Mr. Vestenra.
Thank you, Professor.
Of course. It was the least I could do.
Oh, Luke. I'm sorry.
Do not pity him, Jacqueline. He is in a better place. You will be at peace with his death someday.
You're the one who put a bullet in him. Who chopped off his head?
Jackie, come on. There's nothing we can do about Luke now. We should look for John and Mina.
Yes, Queen is right. Come on.
It was him. Oh, God.
I know, Jackie. I know. Come on. Let's find the others.
Not long after Luke's final deliverance, returning to the Labyrinthine home center, the group discovers their missing friends.
Mina!
Wait. Wait.
Even in their haste, by the time they reunite, they are too late. Jonathan lies defeated, and his love rests under the vampire's hold.
Jonathan!
I tried to stop her. I'm sorry.
Dracula!
Ah, you must be Jonathan's friends. Welcome to my home.
Mina?
Don't worry, she's perfectly safe.
No, she's been bitten.
Now, Mina will not turn immediately, but she will turn. And when she does, she will find new strength, power that she has never known before. The power to find herself. The power to fight, with or without me, for what she believes in, not beholden to what any violent fiancé might have to say.
I'll kill you!
And you, Professor Van Helsing. I see you arriving late. You have a habit of that, it seems.
You fiend.
Yes, I remember you from the hospital. It's my understanding that you went on a little hunt before seeing me. Luke had better be safe.
His soul is safe now, no thanks to you.
I've got you now.
She broke the window.
Don't you run on me.
Jonathan, that is enough. She is gone already. Save the ammo. Calm yourself, Mr. Harker. You are hurt. Here, I can patch you up.
Please, tell me there's a way to save Mina.
If I had to guess, we kill the mother vampire.
Ah, good thinking, Miss Homewood. There's a start.
But I don't even know where we'd start looking.
She flees.
Mina?
She is in a trance of some kind.
She flees west, to the mountains, to regroup.
Fascinating. Could this be some sort of psychic bond?
She flees.
I think she can see the Countess's location. Hush, Miss Murray. Go to sleep and save your strength.
Sounds like we have a game plan then. If Mina can track her movements, we can try to beat her to wherever she's going. Any charter flight will do it. I'm willing to bet the guy who brought me here is still around to get us where we need to go.
Hold on. Mina's in no shape to travel, let alone into the mountains. We need to get her home.
You're right, Jacqueline. We don't want to worsen Miss Murray's condition. I think we should split up. Jonathan, Artie, you are ready to exact your revenge on this fiend, yes?
I am.
Good. The three of us will follow Dracula. Dr. Suvert, you and Quinn take Mina home and keep an eye on her. All of us have our phones, so be ready to send us updates. And also be ready in case our vampire returns.
John, we'll probably need your gun just in case.
No, I'm keeping it. If I get a chance to kill that beast, I'm taking it.
It's all right, Quinn. My mother's cookware is genuine silver. A knife through the heart would do it. I can grab it on the way.
Excellent. Now, let us move. Jonathan, Ate, with me.
Come on, Quinn. Help me get Mina up and walking.
Right.
Let's get you home, Mina. It'll be okay, I promise.
She flees. She flees.
Oh, Luke. I'm sorry. And Mina, no matter what happens, I'll keep you safe.
This concludes part 3 of Alaska Public Media's Dracula, featuring Wesley Early as the narrator, Mary Lou Isiksik as Mina Murray, Ammon Swenson as Jonathan Harker, Madeline Rose as Dr. Jacqueline Seward, Adam Nicely as Luke Westenra, Kim Sherry as Artie Holmwood, Amanda Agnelli as Quinn Morris, Jeremy Shea as Abraham Van Helsing, and Laurie Townsend as Countess Dracula. Written by Crystal Hyde with assistance from Callie Randall. Edited by Crystal Hyde with assistance from Dave Waldron and Adam Nicely. Music by Matt Fabian. Produced by Crystal Hyde and Ammon Swenson. Join us next week for the final installment of Alaska Public Media's Dracula.
Thanks for joining us today on Hometown Alaska, and thanks to our guest, Daniela May. Ammon Swenson produces this show. Find us on the web at alaskapublic.org, the Alaska Public Media app, or wherever you get your podcast. I'm Kim Sherry. Thanks for listening.
Hometown Alaska is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants and do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Hometown Alaska's theme song, Lead Dog, is by Kevin Barnett from Eagle River. Learn more about Hometown Alaska and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.